On April 1st, 2008, did you assist in the search for Sernumu?
Yes.
How did you first become involved?
We received a phone call at the FBI asking for volunteers to assist in the search. Initially, I was busy during the day. Told him I couldn't work during the day, but that evening I would be available, and told him I would come out then at that evening, 5 or 6 p.m., to start to help.
When you went out, were you assigned to be part of a team?
Yes.
And who were the members of that team?
Was myself, Lance Edwards, Cheney Ang To, and James La Madrid, all fellow FBI agents.
Did you receive certain assignments with regards to how to search and where to search?
They asked us to. The answer is yes.
And could you describe what that involved?
Sure. They asked us to first go out to a particular area, a grid, within South Salt Lake that had been designated for our team to go do consent searches in this particular area. It included maybe 4 city blocks, if I recall.
And did you do so in that area?
We started to do that. We went to one home and conducted a consent search. And at the end of that, we're asked to stop doing that and to come back to the apartment complex.
When you were asked to return to the apartment complex, what were you asked to do?
Again, we were given assignments to conduct consent searches on particular areas of the apartment complex.
Do you recall those areas?
The area we were asked to search was starting at the farthest southwest apartment of the complex, and then proceed in order going to the east.
Do you recall how many apartment units you went to prior to entering apartment 472?
I think only one.
State Exhibit 97, you recognize that exhibit?
Yeah, that is the front door of the apartment building where we ultimately found blood and then the body of Sernumu.
Do you recall what time of day on April 1st, 2008 that you made contact with this door?
I think it was around 7:15 p.m.
And who made the contact at the door?
I did. The other agents were kind of with me or behind me just a little bit as I made that contact.